Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, it's The Voice, and I am on location this week at a place I've heard many fun stories. They've been shared on the podcast, but I have not made the pilgrimage out before. But no longer can I say that, because I have traveled the long and winding road and found my way to Idinohof myself. I am sitting at the table across from the man of the house, the king of the castle, Mr. Hrothgar. Friend of the show, Ben. This is your third appearance?
Third
appearance. Well, there you go. You gave me shit for how long about getting on the show, and now you've been on it three times in probably the past 3 months or so?
Close to that.
Yeah. So, you know, I told you we'd get you on. I'm making up for it now. It's a nice rainy day, and he decided to have a bottle share, and we are going to be drinking some peach beer today. And this week, our show is brought to you by Distill Brewery, just like every week. And since 2003, it's 2013, isn't it? I said 2003.
It's 10 years.
I mean. 10 years, you know, they were making beer then. But yeah, since 2013, out of Bloomington, Illinois, they've been boycotting Bland and making fantastic beers for everyone to enjoy. From such beers as Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Dos Vidania, and Syncopathic, there is something for everyone. And we at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink, distill. All right. And we have a drinking game for all you drunkomaniacs at home. Anytime there's a swear, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, anytime there is a pop culture reference or an impression, you take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink. And the word of the day is peach. Peaches.
Peaches.
So, all right. Well, we're going to introduce everybody joining us here at the table. And then I will probably chug a beer. So, starting to my immediate right, former co-worker of Hrothgar, am I correct?
Yeah, we worked together numerous times.
All right.
Mostly Earl. He's been my boss.
Okay, well, there you go.
Both electricians.
All right. Earl, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And am I allowed to use your name? Because you were talking about, you know, school district
fun
stuff. Don, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Hrothgar, we already know you're here.
Glad to be here. Glad you're here.
Yes.
I live here. Glad you're here.
Thank you. And joining us, another familiar face from the Fox Pub that I see frequently, but first time on the show, Robbie, welcome.
Hello, it's me.
That's you. And you said you're not sure how much you'll talk and participate, but I'm introducing you anyway so they're not confused when they hear a female voice. Miho, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And it is now time for us to play our drinking game, which is called Spin the Bottle.
Beer, Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drum dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drum dial, no. Pound that.
All right, and I am volunteering to chug the beer from Iron Spike. They are the sponsors of Spin the Bottle out of Galesburg, Illinois. This is the Light Rail Cream Ale. I believe this is right around 5%. Yep, exactly 5%. 12 fluid ounces, standard can size. This is a nice, easy drinking cream ale that, you know, if it was a little warmer outside, be nice after I finish mowing the lawn. But instead, I'm going to drink it indoors, followed up with a lot of peachy tartness. So, all right. Cheers.
What was the man show where you had to do Izaki?
All right.
There it is.
And we have a nice like little a boss. Nice little napkin here to wipe my face off with the foam. All right, and that was Spin the Bottle. You ready for some beer now?
Let's open some beer.
All right, let's open some beer. We can shut the video off now at this point. No, thank you.
I wasn't sure. We can always come back.
Document everything.
Gee,
every time.
All right.
It was you last time.
So our first beer, this is one that I brought. Picked it up when we were in Michigan, when Freckles and I were on our beer road trip. We went to New Holland, and this is the, Mischievous 2?
Or 11.
I think it's two, yeah. It is a kettle-soured brown ale finished with local peaches, which contribute a fruity nose and a hint of sweetness. And does it say what the ABV on that is?
Is it 6.5?
I don't remember.
We are not seeing. Yeah, 6.5.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's what we are going to try now, so... Rothgar is going to crack that open and...
Oh, I let you down. Pairings, wild game, charcuterie, and bitter greens. I could have brought some nettles in from the yard. Wild game, I could have, gone out and got some rabbits.
Yeah.
And I do have some meat and cheese here. I just... I'm letting you down. I'm sorry.
It's
enjoy
all
right. The cashews.
Yeah. We have nuts if if we need something.
There are sausages in the oven too.
So yeah, I bought this and figured I'd save it for the show. I wasn't sure when.
Careful here,
but I was like, sour brown with peaches. That'll work for some show lineup. And then you announced that you were doing a peach bottle share. And I'm like, perfect. I already have a beer to bring.
Mixed them all up.
So what prompted you to have a peach bottle share?
I like the peaches, and I have a lot of peach beers. I've collected a lot of peach beers. We're gonna have some pretty awesome peach beers today from my cellar that are stuff. Well, we've already opened some stuff from 2013.
Yep, we had a Unanay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure when that was put out, but it's four or five years old.
Yeah.
So I've done a peach bottle share before, and didn't get halfway through all the bottles, so I had to do it again.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad we're here to record it for all to hear. That way, you know it happened because. You may not remember some of this later.
I think I document a lot of stuff on Untappd.
Yeah.
You know, I
retrace your steps.
Yeah. I don't use any scale or anything. I don't rate the beers by numbers.
There's no Rothgar scale?
No. I just use clever little keywords and stuff that I know whether or not I appreciated a beer.
Yeah.
I like that one.
What do you think, Earl?
It's interesting.
Not too bad.
It's got more of a brown body than I get more of a sour.
Yeah. I was thinking the same.
It's interesting because the Mischievous one, the original one, was when I first had it years ago, was actually I didn't understand sours, but it was pretty tart. This one is really, I like it a lot. It's really balanced, really sweet.
There's a professional opinion.
Yeah. There you go.
From somebody that knows a lot about a little bit of brown body.
That's true. That's very true. I dabble.
Somebody approaches.
Oh, we got another person coming in. I'm going to intercept so that the noise factor's not out of line.
I'm not getting any peaches for this.
I don't get any.
Yeah, I would, like you said, I was surprised there.
Yeah.
Well, it is, like you said, very balanced.
It wasn't as sour as I expected.
Well, and
not peach balanced.
Who's to say how many peaches are actually in the mix?
Well, I'm curious about the
make her stay outside.
They said they kettled.
It's only an hour
for the souring process. I would like to understand what that particularly meant.
Yeah. Was there anything else on the back that I didn't read during the description?
It just says here from what I think actually the description pretty much covers it. Is that a kettle sour brown ale finished with local peaches, which contribute a fruity nose and a hint of sweetness. Notes of toffee and warm sweet bread lead to a refreshing tart finish. I don't get the tart finish, but I get the refreshing notes of like the I get everything else except for the tart finish. It just seems really balanced.
Yeah. Yeah, browns are not usually a go-to style for me. Well, for anything. Tart, yeah, just period. Like, they're not bad, but
kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, you know, if I want something different, I'll try one. And but very rarely do I just buy one off the shelf unless something catches my eye. And like I said, I thought this might be a fun one since it's a sour brown. I've got one right now from Upland that's still sitting in my fridge. That was a sour brown. Darken. I had one when they first bottled it. It was really, really good. And I was like, I need to get another bottle of this and sit on it for a little while.
We could actually do an entire another show on just on sour browns.
Yeah.
If you want. I can run down to the cellar real quick.
We'll save that for another day.
I do want to say, though, that New Holland, their sour series, everything, price point. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you pay $6, $7 for that bottle? Yeah. Great price point, fantastic beer. I've never been disappointed with that beer.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not taste everything it's saying in this particular one, but it's still a solid, delicious
beer. And I hadn't seen that on shelves anywhere, at least around here.
Distribution's weird.
Yeah, it was just, we were there, and I went to a little store, and they had some take-home bottles, and I was like, oh, yeah, we'll try that one. And here we are drinking it now. It's out of my
delicious.
Fridge.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think maybe part of the reason we're missing some of the peach notes is because we've had some pretty serious...
Yeah, that Lasuel was pretty tart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get it more on the nose, like, you know, swirling it around to get a little bit of the peach.
Yeah.
Coming out.
I almost get like a dark fruit, dark cherries or something on the back end.
The caramely stuff from the brown.
Could be.
Well, what was the next... Well, it's actually... We have two, don't we? The next beers.
Which did I... I put the Yazoo down first?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So I'll tell you about
this. But we can change up the rotation if you want to.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I like it.
It actually was a pretty nice break from the activity. So.
Mm-hmm. Next one I have is... From Yazoo, from Nashville, Tennessee, from the Embrace the Funk series that they do. I have, and the reason we have two is I have last year's Lovin' on Peaches and this year's Lovin' on Peaches, which just came out like a week or so ago. I don't remember. This bottle actually just arrived here on Friday. My buddy Jason Sparks took care of me on that one.
Oh, yeah. I saw the post saying he had some beer or something if he couldn't make it out. Wasn't that? No? Maybe I'm thinking somebody different named Jason.
Yes. No, that guy will be here soon.
Oh, okay.
No, these came up from Tennessee. But John Boots and Jason Sparks, shout-outs there. Those guys hooked me up. Brandon Jones is the master of funk.
I see the Buddy Tails.
Yeah.
Well, Buddy Tail.
Buddy Tail. Well, this one was already undone. Buddy Tail, Jason Sparks, thank you.
I had to teach somebody how to do that. They were wanting to ship some beer. I'm like...
That will do it too.
What's that?
That was the speakers shutting off because they weren't getting any attention.
Oh, there we go. That's fun.
I'm sorry. No attention.
This will give me a chance to welcome in. We have another guest. She's no stranger to the show. Unfortunately, the show she was on never aired. So welcome back for the second but first time, Deanna.
Hello.
We recorded a third episode at a bottle share at my house, and that was not suitable for airing. I still have it, but it never saw the light of day. So word to the wise, don't record three episodes in a 6-hour span when you're drinking the entire time. Not when you have sponsors to impress. So
like
maybe
I said, we could do a whole
maybe way in the future when the show's wrapping up and I don't give a fuck anymore. maybe we'll release it, but at this point it's just not going to happen. So yeah, it's nice to actually have you on the show officially. I'm trying to remember what your nickname was that night. I think we might have called you like Dirty Deanna or...
Probably Dirty D. That,
probably.
That usually ends up...
Yeah. So...
Yeah, Dirty D, when I announced that we were doing the peach thing, she responded with something about she was going to be bringing the peaches, and I just immediately made sure to mention fruit so that nobody would derail that and take it to unsavory places.
But I left it wide open.
I know. I purposely steered it in the direction of actual fruit.
All right, so we're starting with which one? Or we're just going to...
One and two, but I'm going to open them both because okay. That's just how it has to be done. Because...
Okay. And so it shall be. All right, let me pull up the description here on this one. This is the Lovin' on Peaches, 6%.
Try the one first.
The description is a sour blonde ale aged in Chardonnay and Syrah barrels? Syrah barrels. Aged with loads of peaches.
Loads.
I'll be able to taste them.
What constitutes a load?
Yeah.
Like a truckload, a bucket load?
Wow, there's an open ended statement. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
But yeah, it's hard to say. We'll find out eventually, I guess. See if it has more peach presence than the mischievous did.
It's got the funk.
Now, is this one you've had before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Has anybody else here tried this one?
In this room? No.
Okay.
But this has been featured at another bottle share that I've done. At the previous peach bottle share, batch one was. Okay. But I saved some because when I got batch one, I think I got like six of them.
There's another Yazoo one you opened that has a similar label.
Yeah, it's from the Embrace the Funk. I don't remember which one it was because I have many. I'm a big fan of Brandon Jones' work.
Oh, wow.
Yazoo.
I'm going to have a boom.
We're going to have a boom.
Thunder.
There was just a big strike of lightning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we've got some underlying sounds going on. You'll hear a storm. We're out in the country and everything. So,
oh, that's so delicious.
But yeah, Yazoo. I'm going to be in Nashville in August at a Rock and Pod Podcast Expo. It's going to be a bunch of music-based podcasts. We're going to be recording, sitting in on each other's shows. I'm going to be down there for a weekend, so I'm hoping to get some Nashville breweries involved. Maybe...
Would you like for me to make some phone calls?
I would be okay with that. There's a short list of breweries I'm wanting to contact while I'm down there. Yazoo is at the top of the list.
I would put Brandon on your list of people you want to talk to. He's in the UK right now. I think he's in Ireland right now having a good time. But learning stuff.
Yeah. Learning things. I'm learning that this one is a lot tartar than the last one.
Yeah.
That classifies as taff.
Yeah.
Right there.
Taff.
Yep.
Tart as fuck.
Tart as fuck.
So, yeah, this is... it's the mouth smacking tart. Which...
Embrace the fuck. And look at this beautiful, beautiful stem that I have that matches
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah.
That was miraculous.
Nice.
Cool.
Your phone just took a picture of your table by
yay, Android.
That?
Weren't you just talking about that? Like, you cover up the cameras on things, and now your phone's just taking pictures by itself?
Well, I got a nice shot of the ceiling.
I didn't do it.
I don't know why, but my phone just took a lovely picture of the ceiling.
That's fine.
No, we do have that spy thing in here, too. Alexa! Alexa! Oh, sorry.
Yelling Alexa's him. Drunk.
Okay.
So, now, this is my first time having any of the Embrace the Funk beers. I've had, you know, several Yazoo offerings, but this might be the first sour of there, and I'm digging it for sure.
Yeah, well, Sandor Katz, guy that wrote Wild Fermentation and books with it and stuff, works with Brandon some occasionally, and they're doing just awesome stuff. I want to get down there and visit. I've actually been teased about that more than once. I need to get down and visit Brandon and anybody else. My buddies, John Boots, Sparksy, Dr. Trent, and people like that. Get down there and visit those folks.
It sounds like an interesting crew.
I got to get to Dolly's, or I got to get to Bolton's and get some hot chicken. Go see Dolly.
Hot chicken is good. Yes. If you go to Popeyes here, they say they have Nashville.
No.
They don't have Nashville.
I got
Nashville
the inside connection. I got close. The people that know the people that know where to go.
Yeah. So, Deanna, what did you think of? Have you tried this one?
Yeah. I haven't had this one before, but first few sips, you get a lot of that funk, but then once it kind of subsides, you get the Chardonnay, and then it definitely has that peach at the very end. Like, that's kind of what you're left with. But it doesn't stick around for too long. But
no.
that's still the very last thing on the palate is that peach, and then it just kind of goes. But I'm surprised that you don't get as much peach on the forefront. Like, I would have expected a buttload of peaches or a whatever
as
kind of.
I said loads.
Loads.
You know what? As it warms, I'm getting more peach.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sitting here warming the glass a little bit.
Yeah, cupping it.
And
nicely.
I want to mention that I think.
Yes. What?
Especially for a kind of impromptu, I mean, doing the show right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm more digging peach, the spread of palates we have here.
Yeah.
Because.
I'm a hophead.
And
sours are my second. Earl, what do you
prefer? I kind of am an IPA guy, for the most part, but
mostly when I go out drinking with Earl, it's like Bourbon County and stuff.
I've had a few sours, and this is really the first time I really tried a variety of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's a
Don's Brewers.
I'm kind of liking it.
I homebrew, and saisons are my favorite. Farmhouse and saisons, but love hops.
And what's your brewery, your home brewery name?
Duck Pond Brewery.
Okay.
I have no more ducks. I chased them all away.
Got any ponds?
I have a pond, and it's full of frogs and weeds. And
Rothgar, when you're just grabbing a beer to enjoy, what's your go-to? You know, like what style?
100 IBU.
Yeah.
Low malt bill.
Yeah.
Hop assault kind of situation.
The hoppier, the better.
That's my go-to. I definitely enjoy the... I got on a kick for a little while, mostly because I was out of fresh hops that I was just attacking all the saisons I had in the house. And those are fantastic, fantastic beers. I would have to say that adjunct stouts are probably my least go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love them. They're delicious, but that's not just a all-day, every-day kind of thing.
No.
No, and the sours, they're just...
Well, and the sours aren't all day, every day either.
And there's so much range in them. Well, yeah, doing a peach, apricot, nectarine, whatever, you know, that we're doing today.
Tangelo?
Yeah. I'm not sure...
Do they have Tangelo beer?
I'm not sure I've seen one.
I don't think so.
But you're probably not going to find a lot of peachy stouts. I don't think that flavor's going to hold up there. So we have what we have here today. I'm going to go ahead and pour... on this year's batch of Lovin' on Peaches.
All right.
Send the bottle around.
Now, Robbie, what's your go-to?
Oh, this is going to sound like a very shameless plug, but if it's not something I made, my number one go-to beer when I'm just in the store and I don't see anything that I really want that's not like a big beer, it's the Still Wild Sour Red Flanders. That's like,
there we go.
That's like, I love that one.
Spotlight.
I mean, it's just it works for me perfectly. I like it. It's 6.1. It's tart. It warms up. It gets better. It's still got enough kick to it. It's enough for me, and no one else wants to drink it, so I get to drink all four of them by myself.
Right.
So it's perfect. It works out.
And you said you brew yourself.
Yeah.
And what is your brewery name? we're uncensored. If you're giggling, because it's
my brewery name is it's not an appropriate name. But it's in progress, but it's going to be a brewery's name is Multiple Sex Partners. So
okay, that'll look interesting on a can.
MSP.
Yeah.
MSP for short.
There you go. Not manufacturer sale price or whatever.
MSRP.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suggested.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. Now, Miho, what kind of beer do you enjoy?
I like all sorts. But I think I gravitate more towards stouts now.
Okay.
Even in the summer.
The heavier the better.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't know. I never have that desire to be like, man, it's 90 degrees. I want to drink a Bourbon County. And that's why they call winter stout season, you know? It puts the fire in your belly and it's just like, no, I want something light and poundable, so.
But I think my favorite might be Founders Rubéus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just drank some of that recently out at Poor Brothers. They had that on during an event. Now, did everybody here go to Beer Fest?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Not this year.
We went.
Oh, sounds like there's a story there or something.
We just went.
Saturday. Hey, and there's our friend Nearly Silent Nick giving a silent wave for the podcast. He's been on it 4 times, still doesn't know to talk. You're really holding it, yeah. As if you listen to our bonus episode a couple weeks back, he's the guy who won the 30% beer that I tried at the VIP tent. That was ridiculous.
It was actually really good. I was surprised.
It was better than I expected it to be. When I saw you bring it up and you're like, dude, you need to try this. It's 30%. And I'm like, good Lord. It does
so
not.
So does the 30% beer have a name attached to it?
Yeah, it was
the 30% beer.
It was a
that would be name enough.
4-in-1.
Eisenbach or something?
Yeah, it was an iced Eisenbach.
Yep. Eisenbach.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Skorschbach Eisenbach 30. It was
keep removing.
Highly aromatic through ice.
Until it's basically
ice
bourbon.
Maturation. Yeah. 30% alcohol.
But at that point, that cold fermentation doing that stuff, is it really beer? It's just a concoction. It's
kind of like the old Applejack where they say, you know, you slightly ferment a little bit of apple juice and then you freeze it and then you take off the frozen part and then eventually all that's left is what's the alcohol part.
Right.
The alcohol won't freeze, but the, you know.
I think the only beer I ever had that high gravity that actually tastes like a beer was Sam Adams Utopias. It actually
And that was the
like
strongest one I'd tasted before that. Because I think that's like a
unfortunately
22,
crystal,
23.
Crystal distillation,
uh-huh.
by freezing, when you actually distill and
freeze the water,
when the vapors actually go up and then turn back to liquid, all the solids are left behind because they can't travel
go ahead,
the column. If you freeze distill, all the nasty stuff stays in the liquid, and that's where they were having problems years ago, where people were going blind and having all kinds
of what is it, head, hearts, and tails?
Right.
Yeah.
You want just the heart. And when you're pulling out of the liquid, rather than making it in a steam and then bringing it back to liquid, you end up with some nasty characters in the water, in the brew.
I gotta say, I prefer the nose on number two.
It's
for
a lighter
sure.
color.
Yeah,
definitely
it's a little
lighter.
Funkier.
Well, it's fresh. The other one sat in the bottle down in the cellar for a year, so you're gonna have a little difference there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the nose on here is definitely a little bit way more funky.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And we're embracing the funk, so the more funk, the better in my opinion.
It's brighter.
Yeah.
It ends up more of a bright note to it.
Taste goes away a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more, like Deanna was saying about the peaches up front.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fresh one, there's more peaches up front.
Right.
Which isn't surprising.
Nick, you got a glass over there now?
Yeah.
We still have some of the first beer
Rothgar
we tried that you can catch up. Because here now, I think we're going to jump to our first song of the day
right
from our band of the week.
Woo!
And Robbie, you're actually familiar with our, I say band, but like this week it's more of an artist of the week. I'm talking about Brother Ali from Rhymesayers. He is a rapper and an activist, and he's a Midwestern-born Jason Douglas Newman. Ali spent much of his time living in various cities in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan, where he was first introduced to breakdancing, graffiti, and rapping. Eventually, his demo tape Rites of Passage made it into the hands of the still young Rhymesayers crew, who signed the MC and brought him along with them to the 2000 Scribble Jam, at which Ali was a finalist. In 2003, his debut, Shadows on the Sun, came out, and it was followed by the Champion EP in 2004. We will feature a song from each of those a little bit later in the show. The next few years were tough for Ali, a devout Muslim, as he was dealing with a divorce and struggling for custody of his son. However, all of this just provided fodder for his music, and in the spring of 2017, Brother Ali's sophomore album, The Undisputed Truth, hit shelves and became his first Billboard 200 entry. Well, it's 2017. He took a little bit of time off. He's now putting out a brand new album, and it is called All the Beauty in This Whole Life, and it came out May 5th, which as of the time we're recording this is in the future, but by the time this comes out, we'll be in the past. We do that weird time travel shit when we do these shows. But this first song we're going to listen to is from that new album, and it is called Own Light, parentheses, What Hearts Are For. And I hope you enjoy that while we finish enjoying some of these Lovin' on Peaches here on Drunken Lullabies.
You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living. Sometimes I feel like a stranger. Baby, I ain't from here. World going crazy. Could that be unclear? Know that I'm a soldier. Hearts on my battleground. Sword in the holster. Had to come back around. I ain't tryna hide away. I just had to meditate. I ain't got a lot to say. What the ancestors made. Speaking to the whole globe. Numbers don't occur to me. You can listen solo. Cause you're the whole world to me. I jump in with both feet. Nothing low key. You can find me where I'm supposed to be. Where my folks be. If you listen very closely, you know who chose me. Nothing that I own owns me. And so I'm so free. I remember being hungry. Needing groceries, nighttime, getting no sleep till my nose bleed. Got a message to the police. You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. God, I'm living. Not for one second, I believe what you're telling me. I know you invent the disease and sell the remedy. Universe is sending me centuries of memories. So the very breath that I breathe is all I ever need. I got that Muhammad Ali up in my pedigree. Yes, I be speaking my peace up in my 70s. Ain't worried about you threatening me. I'm just being honest. I ain't buying fear just because it's all you got left. We just wanna make love till we wake up. I believe whoever made us envisioned greatness. And you know they wanna paint us with the same brush. Wanna entertain us till we fill our grave up. Alright, okay, but when it's all said and it's all done, and I look back at the trophies I won, I will only count one. I'm using my heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living, and I know who I am. I know whose I am. On your wings I fly, in your shoes I stand. I'm animated by love, I don't move by chance. Any stage I touch, any place I stand, there y'all land, living in the world as it is. Cracked vessel I am, no more and no less than a man. Any possessions that I have are just in my hand. I balance them the best that I can. I'm not making no claims, but I'm using my heart for what hearts are for. All the beauty in this whole life. I thank God for healing, and you ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living, just reflecting all the beauty in this whole life. Whole life.
All right, and we're back. That was Brother Ali. And like I said, we're going to hear some more from him a little bit later. But first, we got to drink some more beer. And we're going to do another double dip, right? Another peach double dip?
Yeah.
This one's from Jester King. This is the Fentao. And it is, or was, brewed with Hill Country well water, barley, wheat, and hops. It was fermented with our mixed culture of brewer's yeast, naturally occurring wild yeast, and native souring bacteria. The peaches came from Vogel Orchard in Fredericksburg, Texas. It is 6.4% alcohol by volume, and in case you were wondering, it's a 3.4 pH at the time of bottling. I don't know if that's important to you,
what's
Don.
What's the pH now? Yes.
It's pH balanced for a man, but it's okay for a our first batch was bottled in July of this year, and well, at the time of this description that I'm reading on Untappd.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's a very old beer that spent around a year slowly fermenting. We recommend drinking it young, as we expect the peach aromas and flavors to slowly fade with time. Well, we're going to find out if that's true. Because, Rothgar, how old are these bottles that we're drinking?
Well, I have here today Blend 1 and Blend 2. And Blend 1 says it was bottled in July of 2014. Oh. And Blend 2 says it was bottled in July of 2015. I have a trading partner down there that has access, and I was heavy into trading and did more trading than I did drinking, so I've accumulated some beers. So
just a bit.
So we're gonna try these today. Hello?
Let's do it. What is going on?
I'm sorry. I don't have that number anymore, dear. I'm sorry. I'll call you back. That was weird. An auction service that I haven't been to one of their auctions in quite a while.
And he said, are you still alive?
No. They still have an outstanding bill of $2.50, and somebody else must have decided that they wanted the number 69, because that was mine. So, anyway, we're going to open this beer and see how it goes.
Pretty memorable number. So, wait, in that description, did it say something about well water?
It's made out of well water.
So I would hate to be that person whose job is to wring the bucket down into the well and then wring the bucket back up
it's
for however long.
It's a laborious process.
Enough to brew some beer.
That's going to be the newbie's job.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah, that's definitely the new guy.
Yeah.
That's his job.
We have this great idea for a beer. It requires us to obtain well water. So, guy that's been here 1 week, guess what your job is?
First impression on the nose, I'm definitely getting funk.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I would say.
We got lots of funk there for sure.
Ooh,
very clear.
It is very clear.
A lot of the grain. Don, I want to hear what you say about this.
Very well watery. Totally. I know well water.
Yeah. I know water well.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, Nick and I see what you did there.
Yeah. Where are they out of?
Jester King?
Just outside of Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Hopefully I will be making a visit there in July. It's on my list.
Well, this says July on the thing, so maybe you can get a new one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of peach left in that.
No, not at all.
Not a lot of peach. Still solid. That's delicious, though. It was really good. Imagine what it tastes like with the peach. Like,
I'm really digging the grain going on, though.
Grain is funky.
Kind of tastes irony to me.
That would be the well water, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
That's why I asked, some regions, harder water, softer water, or iron in the water.
Generally.
You probably have a lot of iron in the water in this area.
Oh,
you?
It runs
here.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the
mine is very
well,
chalky.
Like the healing well at Chalice Well runs kind of red.
That's the blood. The blood of Christ compels you. That's wait, that's supposed to be the spirit of
yeah. Yeah, you're in the wrong house.
There you go, that's what it is. Blood, spirit, power, it's all the same difference. It comes to Jesus Christ.
I guess.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to offer you a fresh bottle so that we can tell what it tastes like, you know, fresh. But we will have a blend two.
All right.
From the next year. So 2015, July. Not rushing you, and there's extra glasses if anybody needs a second glass.
Do any of these have pairings as well? Like our first beer
pairings of what?
Listed
wild
you game. Know,
things like that, wild game.
Charcuterie.
And,
bitter greens.
Beignets. Yeah, right. Delicious.
So this one just says,
very specific.
You know, pairs with well water.
Regional pairings.
Oaken buckets or something.
Yeah, I'll leave a little in what that glass to do eggs. A side-by-side here.
Eggs? Everything pairs with eggs. I make eggs all the time.
Plenty of eggs here.
I ate more than a dozen eggs yesterday.
Stacks up more here.
Yeah, I would be a wreck if I ate a dozen eggs.
I had two eggs today, and I was just like, yeah, I feel awful.
Yeah. I don't eat eggs much. The last time I ate them, we did an episode a couple weeks ago where he brought some farm fresh eggs, and we had about five of us over there, made eggs, bacon, and then proceeded to drink a bunch of beer afterwards. But it was a fun Sunday, and surprisingly enough, I didn't feel sick after eating the eggs, which was good because I drank a lot of beer, and that would have been miserable. So
moral of that story is that you're eating the wrong kind of eggs when you're
eating
beer.
That's what I'm guessing. But Brianna, she buys like these, you know, super fancy eggs and stuff, and I don't know, I just don't like it. Hey, I saw that beer on the internet today from Scratch. He's wearing a shirt, so
that's appropriate. He's representing fully.
Totally.
Have a seat.
So is the new one making its way around?
Oh, go ahead, Robbie. It's right there.
Oh, there it is. All right.
And we'll compare and
okay. You gotta like help. I can't like.
Excuse me.
No, you don't have to. Yeah, it's part of the drinking game. We're getting the listeners drunk.
Now the drinkers, yeah. The listeners have to drink.
Yeah, we're fine. We don't have to do that.
It's the manners, my mama.
I know, I kind of do it by default, too. All right, so we have another guest joining us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jason. I met Rob Gar about a month ago. We went down to the Scratch anniversary party and kind of been catching up. So
nice. That's a good place to meet and, you know, become friends. They got some great beer to
see, bro, if we can squeeze it in here.
Yeah, that'd be. I'd be more than happy to. We've drank Scratch on the show before.
A little more peach on the nose on this one.
Yeah, and
smell it.
Oh yeah, it's not quite as thin looking. Yeah, I like the nose better on it.
So it's a couple years old.
No.
Yeah.
Very, very dry.
Mm-hmm.
Caps.
Like a peach wine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I was going to say there were a couple in there.
Yeah.
Peach is there, though.
Yeah, I get peach in this one.
Yeah, I'm digging the second one better.
Yeah.
A little bit of funk, too.
Nick.
Compared to the first.
What are you thinking? Well, as I talked to him,
it doesn't taste as minerally either. Like,
right. Yeah. That's kind of what I've noticed. It's not nearly as... is grainy.
One, I get that, and I like it. It's interesting.
Earthiness to it.
That funk from the grain.
Yeah.
What would that be? Just rest in the brew.
It just could be age. Just it's everything settling in the bottle.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to either of them.
Is there any left in the bottom?
Well, you want the dregs?
You know, maybe use check them. The dregs and see where you're at. You know, see if you're picking that up again.
Something I've been doing.
So that may have settled down over age.
I think I got a foot in there. I've been saving some. I'm making kombucha.
I noticed that earlier.
And there's yeast in the kombucha, mm-hmm. And one of the yeasts that's in there is Brettanomyces.
Yeah, Brettanomyces.
So I've actually been saving some of the Brett beer, some of the funky beers that I like, and I want to introduce, and I have to do it in separate batches so I don't accidentally screw up my rock and solid mothers that I've got going on, my Scobies, but I want to introduce some more funk and see if I can't continue it and tweak my kombucha to make it more funky.
You never want to tweak your kombucha. It's very uncomfortable. I did that once in high school. I couldn't play for a week. All right.
I can only imagine.
So, yeah, this... yeah, I got to say, I think I'm liking the second better. So, if I do make it to Jester King in July, I'll definitely seek out...
Yeah, you go stand in the 100-degree heat there in Austin and stand there and get your beer.
Well, you know, Freckles' mom lives down there now, so we're going to be going down to visit and hopefully hitting a few of the major cities in Texas. And, yeah, going to Jester King is on the list for sure. We'll do that without the kids. That'll be an adult day out.
If I had to pick between one and two here today, I would say two is tastier, but one's a solid beverage.
Yeah. They're all solid beverages.
Well, and it's and they're also, there's you know, they're using their own wild stuff going on down there, so you're going to have some variations.
And they all have peach in them.
That's
the theme.
Peachy. I really like the second one, the fresher one, but I will say that first one, I can't get over that irony minerality. It just is, it's not as, I don't enjoy that as much in the beer, but the other one that's really fresh that has that still has that peach to it, I don't get that minerality from it, and I like it quite a bit more. So I don't know that I care for it as much when it's sad as long personally, just because my tongue just, I think it was going back to Girl Scouts where the iron or the water tasted like iron.
Drinking out of the hose.
Yeah, and we always just the regular water that came out of the faucets at Girl Scout camp. It was out in Tapawingo near Metamora, and it was like licking a rusty nail. Not that I ever did that, but that's what it reminded me of.
I wouldn't recommend it, especially not without a fresh tetanus shot.
Oh, that's
like, waka waka waka.
Well, we're going to finish these one and twos here from Jester King, and then we're going to let you guys listen to another song now from our Artist of the Week. I mentioned it earlier, the debut album Shadows on the Sun. This is a track called Forrest Whitaker, and we were talking, Robbie and I were talking off air before the show started, Brother Ali is a very large albino man. He talks about it on this song, just like, he doesn't, if you Google a picture, it doesn't look like what you would expect from the voice. He's a very large man with a big beard and red eyes, and he talks about it on this song, and about how, hey, you don't like who I am, that's fine with me, I'm all up on me, I'm feeling myself, I'm happy with who I am, so, we're gonna add a little positivity here, and this is Forrest Whitaker from Brother Ali here on Drunken Lullabies.
And yo, whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up, comes out.
Peace, Mr. Bassman, let on.
It's real shit right here. I'm beautiful.
Hey yo, depending on the day and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man, I know I'm pink and pale, and I'm hairy as hell everywhere but fingernails. I shave a cranium that ain't quite shaped right. Face type shiny, I stay up and write late nights. My wardrobe is jeans and faded shirts, a mixture of what I like and what I wear to work.
I'm not mean and got a neck full of razor bumps. I'm not the classic profile of what the ladies want. You might think I'm depressed as can't be, but when I look in the mirror, I see sexy ass me. And if that's something you can't respect, then that's peace. My life's better without you, actually. To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn, a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me. If you would please turn in your Bible to Beauty Tips according to Forrest Whitaker, in the third chapter of the third line. Brother Ali, would you please read to the choir for me, son? I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend tonight. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend tonight. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend tonight. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me.
Really good.
Yeah
it is.
Yeah, Triptych is out of Savoy, Illinois, and this is
just south of Champaign.
You drive far enough on the one street, it just turns straight from Champaign into Savoy. I didn't even know that's how close they were, but there's some good breweries out in that area. You'll find Triptych, you got Blind Pig, Riggs is a newer one that's out there, and then of course it's still. So you guys should all take a trip out to the Champaign-Urbana area and hit up all of those breweries, and you might be able to try the beer we're drinking today.
I didn't have a, like, when I first saw like the Triptych train roll around, I didn't know anything about it. Just heard everyone say it was good, and I finally caved about maybe 3 months ago and actually bought some Dank Meme, and I was like, okay, this is good. And then I got some, I lucked up and got some AJ Stout. I'm like, this is good. And I had some really dang me. I was like, okay, this is good. These guys know what they're doing. And then this is good.
Yeah.
So we're doing all right.
Prairie Peach Path.
I like the variety they had.
Yeah.
A lot of variety. And everything I tried, I enjoyed.
Earl brought us a Hawaiian shirt for later.
Yep.
For after hours.
That's a good one. I got to try that at Beer Fest. So
I've got Dank Meme and Really Dank Meme here too, if we want, you know, something that on the Chad scale comes in.
About a 2.25?
Yeah, something like that.
It's not even a scale that can exist. Like, the ratio on that is just, it makes no sense.
All right, I didn't want to talk about it, but I did. So.
No, it was bound to come up. Deanna has no idea what we're talking about. She
penis
thought it was
size?
In regards to penis size.
I don't know why.
Oh, well, you know what? I get it. That's actually, the Chad is a reference from the first Charlie Angels, is what he, Drew Barrymore.
I guess, either that or I just really saw it and I thought sorry, Chode the first time I saw it. And
well, Drew Barrymore, what's that guy named Tom Green? She was dating him in the movie and he was like, you don't want any of the Chad? I'm sorry, I know that.
No, that's a drink. That's a pop culture reference, so it works out.
Dark. I shouldn't know that.
It's very tasty, though.
Nick, what do you think?
I enjoy it.
Are you a Triptych fan?
Yes, I am. I really love their Really Dank Meme, as you pointed out earlier. You have to make it over there, but...
Yeah.
Pick me up, bro.
Otherwise, he's going to comment TFTI when you check in that you're over there.
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
I actually had a crowler here recently of the Dank Bro.
The collaboration with our friends at White Oak.
White Oak.
I got to try that the day they tapped it. That's when I was hanging out with the White Oak guys. And
I'm happy and sad I shared that.
It was very tasty.
I would have domed that whole thing by myself and not felt bad.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I believe I did a live chug from Triptych, and that's what I was drinking. Can't go wrong with that.
Mm. Maybe. It's yeah. Funny. But it's definitely a different style than what we've been drinking.
Yeah, this isn't, it's not a sour.
Yeah, no. So it doesn't have any.
It's a lot, it goes down a lot easier.
Right, right.
Was this a Belgian yeast thing?
It's like some Belgian yeast.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not getting into that argument.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Just say it's not Brett. What? It's not Brett Maisie's.
While we finish this one, the next one that Hrothgar pulled out of the cellar for us to try, it's what, a crowler that you acquired?
It's a crowler from Rehoboth Beach, from the brew pub.
Okay.
Limited, very limited.
Yeah. It's the Pêche de Tome? Tome? Like Jim Tome?
I don't speak French. I just know how to kiss that way.
Okay.
Oh.
I am not going to find that out later. So yeah, this is the Dogfish Head. And I looked it up on Untappd because I'd never heard of it. It's a Belgian brown ale. 8.5%. That literally there's only been 222 check-ins. The Untappd scale is a 4.02 rating. But again, on the Chad scale, who's to say?
So I gotta thank JMFP for sending this out to me. JMFP, that's John motherfucking Parody.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine out that way. Good guy. Crazy fucker. But anyway, the closest I could come for
proper glassware
on this is a Dogfish Head shaker pint, so that's just gonna have to do for right this second. But pretty excited about this. I've actually held on to this for longer than I wanted to.
How long have you had it?
Since it was canned on 325. I had it like on 327 because I know people.
You know people. It's an episode title.
You've got friends in all the right places, right?
Yeah.
That was a proper pour.
It was.
I am a big fan of...
That's about 5 on the Chad scale.
I'm a big fan of the vigor. I'm a vigorous pourer. And my Dogfish Head has plenty of head.
There you go.
Because I said.
Now, have you ever been to their brewery?
Terrible food. I have not, and that upsets me a lot because I actually have a friend of mine, John Talkington, who is opening up Brimstone Meadery.
Mm-hmm.
No. Damn it.
What?
Can you edit that?
No. What am I editing?
The word I just said. It's
oh, you're
brimming horn.
Brimming horn?
Brimming horn. Like your horn. Your horn is brimming.
Okay.
Brimming Horn Meadery.
Oh.
He is going to be leaving Dogfish Head. He's a brewer at Dogfish Head.
Okay.
He's going to be full-time working at his meadery that he is opening. And I have a lot of his mead here, too, but that's totally another episode.
Yeah, we'll do a mead show.
There you go.
John Talkington. Currently at Dogfish Head.
Currently. That's
he has had beers that he's made on at the brew pub. I do not believe that he was one of these. I think this was collaborated with Lost Abbey or somebody.
Oh, okay.
This is it's an ongoing thing. This style, this thing.
I don't know, it almost smells more than peach. Like almost a little apricot.
Does this is this by any chance like another version of like a Pêche Festina Pêche, or is it just like a different beer?
No, this is no.
Okay, I haven't tried it yet.
But
so
if you want
curious.
Some of that,
yeah, I'm, yeah. Listen,
right off
the
bat,
nose is really nice. Nose.
That is crazy delicious.
This is the one, right?
It's like peach candy on the nose, and then almost like roasted peaches.
Wow, that's
like it has a roastiness to it when you actually.
I have Festina downstairs, but
a lot of floral in there too.
Yeah,
almost like a rose floral.
Or
hibiscus.
When peaches have their
yeah,
the
I get a lot of
blossom.
Skin.
More like a peach blossom.
Yeah. On the finish, right?
Yeah, that's like a hard candy. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
And because we have peach trees here, and a lot of the yellows, a lot of the yellow clings and stuff have, they're past their prime, but we still have some white peach trees here that are doing pretty well that Dan Plagg has made peach IPA, or his peach pale ale, and also some of his peach sours. He's used white peaches from here. And from I'm getting a lot of, like, almost a white peach versus a yellow peach, and also a lot of skin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because if you peel the skin off a peach and eat just the fruit, you're getting a different flavor than if you eat just the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm getting here, is skin. And it's delicious.
Yeah.
And then nose, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to figure out what hard candy I'm thinking of when I, like, smell it.
Right?
It definitely reminds me of that.
Reminds me of those ones that are 5 or 6 in a long package and just sugary. Yeah.
I didn't think of the name of it.
Tastes more bitter.
Thank you all
smell.
For sharing this beer with me, because it's another one of those beers
that... Yeah, it does
that
have a little bitterness.
You couldn't finish the Crowler on your own?
Oh, I would have, but I would have felt happy and sad.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, ha ha, nobody else drank any of this, I got to drink it all.
Yeah.
What a dick. You know? Which is pretty much every bottle that I've opened today. It's the reason that those beers were in my cellar for 3 or 4 years, is because I didn't want to open them by myself.
Well,
but this is
what
delicious.
We found out is with the Fentao, if you get another one, fuck it, drink it.
Yeah. But it's that in a lot of adjunct stouts and stuff. Yeah. And you know, I mean, yeah, I've been finding more and more, but it's...
Are you trying to make headway on your cellar?
I'm trying, but it's a task. It's a task. We could do a show here twice a week for the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And I would still have a ridiculous cellar.
I don't doubt it.
He's like, he wants to say challenge accepted, but he's thinking, I have a life, and...
Yeah. We can't do every show from here. Yeah, this is quite tasty.
Second time I made that one.
Well, I think while we finish this one, because we're not going to take this to the dome, we're gonna slow sip this till the end. Let's take a break and listen to an ad from one of the other shows on the FCF network. We're trying a bunch of beers, so let's listen to an ad from Let's Try This here on the FCF network.
Hey everyone, this is Steph from Let's Try This, your new favorite podcast. My co-host Kevin and I don't always have a lot in common, but we do happen to be married to each other, and we're not afraid to get a little passive-aggressive.
That's just what I think.
Are you serious?
Well, okay, Mrs. Perfect.
Every week we discuss stuff like professional wrestling, reality TV, pop culture, and life as newlyweds, but that's just the beginning. You can always expect us to try new things, hence the name. So buckle up and join us every Thursday for some fun and maybe even some fights on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network at fcfnetwork.com and everywhere you find podcasts. Let's try this, because you just might like it.
And that was Let's Try This, and we're going to try another beer. This one, it's from Scratch. We mentioned them earlier, out of Ava, Illinois. This is the Freestone. It's a 5.7% sour, and it is a sour ale fermented with Southern Illinois Freestone peaches after 9 months in barrels. And this one is compliments to Jason bringing this, so... Thank you for bringing this to share.
No problem.
I saw it on their Facebook page, and I was like, ooh, I want to try that one. I hope somebody brings it. And look at what happened. So we're going to, well, as soon as Rothgar gets his picture.
Got a document.
Then we will all get a taste here. Scratch, we went there earlier this year. On a Southern Illinois trip, probably one of my favorite breweries I've visited recently. Just a really cool vibe, and you guys were there more recently once the new tap room was opened, correct?
Yes.
Because it opened the weekend after we were there, so we did not get to see it.
We went down for the 4th anniversary party.
How was that? A lot of people turn up for that?
It was busy. It was crowded.
Yeah.
Considering it is out in the middle of freaking it's BFE. Nowhere.
Yeah.
And actually, when we went out there, it was, what, 2-3 days after a tornado had ripped through? Yeah,
just had a storm pass through.
So on the way out, and it had just missed Scratch, and...
Thank God.
But there was a whole lot of neighbors out. You know, there was... We saw a foundation of a house, and that was all that we saw was the driveway and the foundation. Yes. And then the lake out back. So that was pretty devastating for those folks.
Yeah.
I don't know about personnel reports or anything, but that was kind of weird to be driving. It sounded sort of surreal to drive through a Wizard of Oz
right.
destruction thing to go to Oz, to go to the brewery, you know. But things there were good. I got to visit with Aaron. America was pretty busy in the kitchen, but... got to meet the guys from Fonta Flora.
Nice.
Flora Fonta, whatever. North Carolina dudes.
Either way, yeah.
Those guys. Got to talk to Aaron from Scratch. Met Jason that day. Went down there with Brian. Brian Sessa, BD Sessa Electric. Went down there with Brian. He took care of us down there. That was cool. Met some cool people. Hung out with a girl named Darren. And her parents, they were very fun. They were very fun.
Was it a nice day while you were there? Because it was unseasonably warm when we were there.
Yes.
It was in February, and we got to sit outside. They had a fire going, and it was like, this is fall weather, and it's February.
We did that a few months ago, and it was
It added to the experience. Like, us sitting at the bar, it still would have been great. But being outside, you're in basically the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these trees around you, and you got the campfire smell, and you've got just the sounds of being out in nature, and you're drinking these beers that are made with stuff grown on their property. It just adds that much of a coolness factor to it.
Was it Hickory? Yeah.
I love that beer.
No. The Hickory Leaf Cream Soda.
Yeah.
Mm.
Outstanding! Oh, it was so delicious. It tasted like the best cream soda you ever had.
Yeah.
Filtered through dried leaves or something. I mean, it just... I'm sorry if you think that's...
making a face.
It was delicious. It was crazy good. And having this beer right now... Thank you, Jason, for bringing this.
Yes.
Having this beer right now is just reminding me of the great day that we had down there. Because it's true to their brewery. I mean, I know this is from there.
Right.
You could have given me this beer unmarked, and I could have told you it was from there.
Yeah.
I feel they're that distinguishable.
They had one of their beers at the VIP tent last week. It was the Blackberry Lavender. Did you get to try that one, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a small taste. And I was... much as I would have liked to, especially standing right next to all those bottles, and I'm watching Gene Beaver pour them all out, and he was channeling his inner Bill Burr, and every time somebody would order it, he would yell at the top of his lungs, "Scratch!" And it would just echo across the VIP tent and catch a lot of people off guard, but... they kept him and Miskowski apart this year. They were at neighboring tables, but not together. And
Good plan.
Yeah, there were still hijinks. So, but yes, Scratch is one of my favorites, and they make a fucking comfortable T-shirt. I will say that.
Jason's wearing one.
I've got the one with the leaf on it. It's a light blue. That thing is.
It really brings
so
out
comfortable.
Your eyes.
Thank you. and again, thank you for bringing this. This was a pleasant surprise.
Well done. Great timing.
Delicious.
Well,
and he's actually drinking from the because I like to be proper best I can. Okay. He's drinking from the glass from the 4th anniversary. That's a limited edition glass right there from Scratch Brewery.
Oh. That's fancy.
Proper as fuck.
Proper as fuck. PAF. A lot of acronyms this episode.
I'm
fine with it. Let's keep it going. All right, well, while we finish up this freestone, we're going to listen to the final song of the episode, and then we're going to jump in with our sponsor spotlight, which should be interesting this week, just as a tease. But this is our final song from Brother Ali. This is called Self-Taught from the Champions EP. So enjoy it here on Drunken Lullabies.
Woo! I'm home. Yeah. They always ask me, Ali, what you so angry for, man? Why you always so upset? I tell them shit. There's a thin line between anger and hunger, my man. And I ride a unicycle down the middle. You might catch me touching feet down on both sides. Ever since day number one, it's just me and where I'm coming from. Rites of passage and shadows on the sun. My people, I stand before you as a man with more true shit than he knows what to do with. I give it all to you long as you can promise me this. When it's time, you will ball up a fist like this. Me and Anthony, we fill all the gaps in and proud of what we make regardless what happens. Fuck rapping, I sing off key. One thing you should never do is diss Ali. Cause motherfucker, there ain't nothing rougher than trying to climb from the rug you get swept under. I can run through every one of your blunders. Mistake number one is that your crew don't love ya. I take a bullet for the core of the sayers. When me and my dogs out touring the nation, I spit with an intensity you have to witness. Look close, my blood on the back of the tickets. It's that religious. It's what I teach my son. How to read the Quran and how a party is won. We like doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. When mine meets mine, we bend your girl's spine. Figure eight status, she got back for days. The same old magic will not crack the maze. A lot changed since we anteed up. Pot has been raised and I'm fucking with the hand I was dealt. Lived 25 years to experience what Lazarus felt. If you drop three crumbs, I'll eat one. Feed one to the family. Best to get invested in my freedom. I paddle through a carton of shit with a wrist full of broken toothpicks trying to carve out a niche. You can either choose the heart or the fist, but you will connect with me if your path ever intersect with me. The fire in the eye could never be held back. It's the same pressure that made the Liberty Bell crack. It's the same pressure that made my brother Esau crack. In the name of the holy, rest in peace. My back is being watched by the only one on high. We stride in the party, hoods up, crossed eyes. Broke is what, but don't give a fuck, cause I feel like I could wear about a nuts. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Doctor, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Homeboy, understand, I ain't mad at you. This is very few things in life I know how to do, and this is one of them right here. And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands on our mouth. I stand for what I'm about. Unknown, but I'm still a soldier. Can't let them go home till I win them over. My youth was training, it's very clear. Every year, new city, new rules to play with. True shit. New kid in school, didn't rule nothing. To this day, I rap like I'm trying to prove something. Little bit aggressive when I spit a sentence. Till you get the message, you couldn't pay me to quit professing. Rock 61 sold out shows, came home and caught a bus to the 62nd. Shirt sweated, full of work ethic. Been in love with the shit since I first met it. Rhyme sayers is the first to come, last to leave. Ain't no tricks up our sleeve, this is what we believe. We like doctors, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing. Doctors, don't get it mistaken. We call life out when we sit in the basement. We self-taught, it's as real as you make it. Any way you look at it, this shit is amazing.
All right, and that was Self-Taught by Brother Ali. I liked the lines, rhyme sayers is the first to come, last to leave. Ain't no tricks up our sleeve. This is what we believe. Rhyme Sayers Entertainment out of the Twin Cities. Shout out to them. They've given me permission to play any of their artists on the podcast. They were the first label to do that. We've got some other labels that have done it since, but Rhymesayers was the first. So much love to Rhymesayers Entertainment for that. And go check out the brand new Brother Ali album. It should be on shelves right now as of when this is coming out. But it is time now for what we like to call the Sponsor Spotlight.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from our sponsor.
All right, we have a special sponsor spotlight. This is a beer we haven't featured on the show yet. And there's a reason why. But Rothgar, what are we drinking today?
We're gonna have OG Strawberry Blonde from Distill.
In a can?
In the can. Strawberry Blonde.
They haven't made that in a while, have they?
I don't believe they've made that in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think you may notice PPE. Yes, as my personal.
Nearly Silent Nick is recording video.
Yes. Yeah. As I'm currently taking my OSHA 10 class and stuff, and all about who's down with PPE.
You know me.
Yo. So they were having some issues with these cans. They were young. They were learning. There's a learning curve.
The cans were active.
Active, yeah. Occasionally on the shelf, they would explode.
It happens.
It happens. It does. It still happens. Occasionally you'll get an especially active yeast. Something won't happen right. And, yeah. So
we're going to open it in a sink.
I'm going to open it at the sink.
And we're documenting it just to see what happens.
Clean that a little better, but... Yeah, I just, for safety purposes and for the not getting killed by my wife for exploding a beer
right
here, I'm going to open it over the sink.
It totally could be an anticlimax. It may just open fine.
I have seen photos, where it does produce a beautiful, frothy, saison-like head.
Well, let's hope. All right, so... We're videotaping this. I'll post the video on our Facebook feed.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, Rafa is going to be propelled across the room.
There we go.
Oh, what's happening?
It's fizzing.
It's alive! It's alive! Look, here it comes.
Call ahead, baby.
Alive.
Yeah, it is a bit foamy. All right. Well, once that chills out, I guess we'll take a small sip. Okay. Small, yeah.
Frothgar.
That thing is going.
It's still coming out. It's growing. It's alive.
Can you read the side of the can?
It's like that.
What do you want to know?
I don't know what it says. I've never read one before.
This irrepressible fruited blonde ale has copious amounts of strawberries added to provide flavors and aromas of fresh strawberries. Fresh strawberries and strawberry jam in harmony with beer that is crisp and dry, golden strawberry blonde in color, to be determined, light-bodied and balanced by low hop character and bitterness, light malt and fruit sweetness. Cheers. And as we all know, the difference between jam and jelly.
No, yeah.
We all know.
We know that.
So I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm gonna slowly pour the rest of this. Yeah. We'll taste it in a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not really typical that a can that's been sitting for about 2 years is that active.
It's been in the fridge the entire time.
Yeah, it's been temperature controlled. I did bring a backup, and we can open this too, just because we didn't know how this experiment was going to go. I brought along a can of the Wild Sour series, the Plum Sour Stout, which is 5.6%, and it rebels against style boundaries as it opens with a bold fusion of fruitiness and chocolatey roast. Dark fruit flavors then take hold, evoking memories of plum jam and chocolate-covered cherries to bring everything into balance. The result is a light-bodied and refreshingly tart stout that's just plum sour. No peaches, but that's strawberry.
We're not dogging on anybody one bit.
This, no, just, yeah.
Everybody's aware this was handled.
Yes.
This was handled.
Yeah, they took care of it.
I'm just one of those guys that had
you held on to one
and kept it chilled so it wouldn't explode. And there are other beers I have. I opened a playoff beard the other day when hockey season was still going on.
Who makes
not,
that
it's
one
not
again
anymore?
That was Slapshot Brewery.
Slapshot, yeah.
Yeah, hockey season's over as far as I'm concerned, so...
Yeah, mine's been over for a little while.
Yeah, sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
No ill will, only good things
oh,
to say.
Oh, not at all,
this is,
no.
This was, as you
things
said, an
happen.
Experiment.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad to now know that my wife's not accidentally going to take that can out of the fridge, set it on the countertop, and walk away. And 2 days later, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And have to clean up strawberry sticky beer from the ceiling in the kitchen.
She's gonna let a beer sit on the counter for 2 days?
Unopened. I mean, I'm saying she might take it out to make space.
I thought you were meaning she took it out to drink it.
No, not, no.
No.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
She's got the beers that she drinks,
really.
And if she doesn't recognize it,
never
she wouldn't.
Happens.
Gotcha.
If it's not a really expensive Belgian quad or something like that, she's probably not...
not going to touch it.
Not going to randomly open it.
So yeah, anybody that hasn't had that plum sour, feel free to get a little taste there. And this is now where we like to go around the table and find out what everybody enjoyed drinking today. It's time for Picks of the Week.
Oh,
all right.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then we have another drop. And then...
Now I got a pick.
What's that? Yeah, now you got a pick.
Yeah.
All right, and we are back there. This is going to be the longest Picks of the Week segment we've ever had because there's the most people sitting around the table than we've ever had.
I love that, too.
Yeah, it's fun. It and you know what? We're taking small pours. We're doing tasters. In some cases, half tasters, I would say, just because we're saying we can go back and revisit a lot of these beers.
We are
going to
check in every single beer untapped just because that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. But we will start here and work our way around. Earl, what was your favorite that we drank today?
I really enjoyed the Distill. I don't know. It seemed very drinkable.
Yeah.
How
about on the peachy scale?
I told you he was a stout fan.
Yeah. It just... It wasn't overpowering, and I liked that about it.
No, it's a very mellow sour.
And not that I'm opposed to a sourness, but it was just had the right amount. I think it was balanced.
So that's your pick. And then we got, Don, what was yours?
I would say the Triptych Freestone.
The Scratch Freestone?
No, Scratch. I'm sorry. Scratch, yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Did you have a peach one that you liked as well, Earl?
I guess that's what I was gonna go with the Triptych. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got confused. Had a few too many.
It happens. It happens. Nick, what was your pick?
I'm torn between the Dogfish Head and the Scratch one.
Yeah.
I really like that Dogfish Head. It was like you said. It was candy. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And Scratch always makes good stuff. So. I'm probably going to go with Dogfish Head.
Okay. Rothgar?
It's like asking me to choose my favorite
I know.
Child.
Sophie's choice.
You don't have one.
Okay.
Easy.
So bizarre, right? Wow, there's so much art that happens. I mean, so much of this, especially when you're dealing with wild yeasts and stuff, there's so much that could go terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was good when you bottled it, there's still so much that could go terribly wrong. High marks to everybody's beers. The Dogfish Head, yeah, is definitely a special, special treat that we got to enjoy. I'm going to go with the fresh, the batch 2 of the Embrace the Funk.
Okay.
Loving on Peaches.
Yazoo.
Brandon
okay.
Jones.
It was a tasty one.
I loved it. I only got one bottle, and I'm going to remedy that.
Okay. Jason, how about you?
So I came in about halfway through, but I was really impressed with the second bottle of Jester King, I think it was.
Okay.
Very well, nice sourness, and still held up the fruit flavor really well, so.
Excellent. All right. Clayton, do you have an opinion on any of them? I mean, you came in kind of towards the back end.
In,
but
like
you're playing catch. You're catching up a little bit.
I'm working on it. I actually kind of wish I knew that there was a recording going on. I've got an apricot sour that seems like it probably would have fit in. Oh.
You know what? Is it handy and available?
I can come back in like 90 minutes.
we can do our picks of the week, and then we can hit pause and we can drink it if you want. Have some B-roll footage. So
I don't know. I've tried the Batch 2 Jester King. I tried the Dogfish Head, which was very nice. That Freestone was pretty much up my alley. I'm still working my way around, but of the just handful that I've tried so far, I am really digging that Jester King. I'm pretty happy to have a little of that whenever I can.
Yeah. Robbie, what you thinking?
I definitely the Jester King. I mean, definitely the Jester King, the blend, I think it's the blend 2 was the one.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that one, and shockingly, the Yazoo.
Okay.
That was the Yazoo, what is it called? The
Embrace
the Funk.
Yeah, Loving on
that
Peaches.
Loving on Peaches. That was awesome. The Scratch was fantastic, too. I loved it. That was really good. The Dogfish Head, it's so great, but as far as peach goes and flavorful, it was. I got a lot of good flavor for it, but I didn't really get the tartness that I was looking for out of it, but it's still a phenomenal beer. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous beer.
You're supposed to pick one.
I can give an opinion on everything, because I've been here since the beginning.
Miho, did you have a pick?
I really like the Triple P.
Okay, one. From Triptych?
Yes.
All right. They will, the Prairie Peach Picnic.
Sounds familiar?
Yeah.
So, I think that's the most balanced one. I really like mm-hmm. it.
Deanna?
I appreciated all the beers we had today. Some of them had more funk. Some of them had a little bit more of the peach. Personally, I think out of all of them, the Surprise Scratch beer at the end had a really great balance. It was, it had a very prominent peach flavor, but then, you had a nice malty finish where it wasn't so cloyingly sweet at the end, and you didn't have the tartness that stuck with you. So I liked that it was all peach all day long. So.
All peach all day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I would say, much like Nick, I'm torn between the Dogfish Head and the Scratch. Those, like I said, they're all great, but those two, pretty damn solid. But I think I'm gonna go with the Dogfish Head if I had to pick between the two. They were both, it was tough, man. Those are both great.
JMFP.
Yeah, that's good shit. All right, well.
I have... The Strawberry Blonde, if anybody's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could pour a little...
I'm brave enough.
...in here. No? No? Fine, you drink it all yourself, then.
No, you can try some after the show. Not what it was the brewer intended.
Makes sense.
I can't sip, I agree.
Yeah. All right, well, I would like to thank everybody for joining us here today at Adana Off for the Peach Bottle Share, and for commemorating it with a little Drunken Lullabies action. Rothgar, you have a question.
On Untappd, you are at Rothgar's Mead Hall.
That's correct. Yes. That's, you know, that's not what I was told. That's where I was drinking at before, but I found it on Untappd.
Untappd, yes.
Yes.
Rothgar's Mead Hall and Ale House.
When you're drinking at my place, it's Drunken Lullabies Studios. Before that, it was Dustin's House of Beer and Vinyl.
Which doesn't sound pervy at all.
Hey, it's referring to records. I ran a record store. It wasn't it wasn't a fetish.
No latex and whips.
Latex, vinyl, whatever.
But
some people have allergies. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to thank everybody for joining us here today, and for all of you listeners at home, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram.
Peaches.
Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Send us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. We will feature you on an upcoming episode, and in our Drunkamaniac Mail section of the show. And hey, everybody that sends in feedback and leaves us a review, I send swag out in the mail. You'll get a package with tons of stickers and koozies and pins. And
I don't have a sticker.
All that fun stuff.
I'm a sticker fan.
They're not Four Drunken Lullabies yet. They're Distill and some of the other breweries.
Well, I have that.
I just got tons of stickers from Hand of Fate. They gave us a bunch of those, so I'll be handing those out to people. So, all right. Well, until next week, may your music be loud and may your beers be cold. We will see you in a week.
Salud.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.